I am Vernon Joins, and I thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want to make just a few remarks about the joy of salvation. In Psalms 51, we find one of the songs that David wrote in the painful shame and disgrace that followed his sin with Bathsheba. He plentifully cries for forgiveness and touched the heart of anyone who has committed sin. In verse 12, he pleads, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Three great truths are embodied in that prayer, and here they are. The first one is, there is joy in salvation. David had known the delights of walking with God. The piety and purity of his youth are reflected in Psalms 23. Joy is a basic part of the Christian life. Coleridge said, "To write good poetry, one must have inner joy." This is true of most things in life. To live Christianity well requires and produces inner joy. "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. Secondly, there's salvation's joy can be lost through sin. "The way of the transgressor is hard," Proverbs 13:15. "Be sure your sins will find you out," Numbers 32:23. Sin can cost you your health, your mind, your happiness, your joy, your family, your reputation, your peace, your hope, and your very soul. "The soul that sinneth will surely die. The wages of sin is death." No matter how many skulls and crossbones the Lord puts on the sin bottle, some still will want to taste the poison. That assassinates the soul. Repeatedly, the Scripture warns, "Take heed lest you fall." The joy of salvation, in the third place, can be restored and reclaimed. Isn't that good news? The alien sinner can receive forgiveness for wrongs by repeating what God would have him to do. That is, he must repent and be baptized into Christ, Acts 2 and verse 38, Acts 22 and 16. The wayward Christian can come home through repentance and prayer, Acts 8, verse 22. It's not too late. One who has lost the joy of his salvation can be washed, sanctified, and justified. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. God wants his erring children to come home, and there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons when that child of God who erred from the truth comes home again. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. I'm Vernon Joins.